Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Coming up later on today's program, midwives are now required to be licensed to practice in Michigan. We'll talk to an advocate about how midwifery can help in underserved communities. But first, we want to briefly address an exchange we had yesterday on this program with Republican State Representative Hank Vopel. During the interview, we asked him to name instances where mass shootings were committed by folks on the political left. After the show, some listeners reminded us about the shooter at the 2017 Republican congressional softball practice that left four wounded, including Congressman Steve Scalise. And yesterday, evidence emerged that the Dayton shooter cited radical left-wing viewpoints. What we know is that the tie that binds all of these shooters is not political leanings, but the fact that they are murderers. So what are our elected representatives doing to try to prevent these murders from happening in the future? That was the focus of our conversation with the representative yesterday, and that's the focus of our conversation today. Joining us now is Democratic State Senator Rosemary Baer, who introduced gun control legislation in Lansing. Senator, would you tell us what your proposals would do?
Yeah, sure. This is our first step. So we do see multiple steps in a process of fixing this, of course. The first set of legislation that we introduced jointly is referred to as red flag legislation. And the idea is that this would allow family members who notice that something might be going awry with someone to be able to report them to the police, who can confiscate people's guns temporarily. So it gives people protection just in the short term. It's up to a year, but within 14 days they would have a hearing to determine if there really is reason for them to have their guns confiscated, and they'll get them back. It's a temporary thing, but the idea is to avoid things that sort of happen in the moment that are driven by some kind of crisis. So we worked with law enforcement to build into these pieces of legislation some penalties for false reporting, so that we don't have people who are just mad at somebody in their family go and call the police on them.
And what evidence do you have that a red flag law like this, like these measures, that are more restrictive on guns will make us safer?
Well, so, you know, a lot of the research that's been going on really for the last 50 years, but in particular since 2006, point to the fact that most of the time, these kind of shootings, the shooter has shown evidence of some kind of crisis point in the previous weeks. And often there are people that notice this one way or another. There's really no avenue for them to take. If they do see that situation, there's no place for them to go. And there's actually specific circumstances where family members have said, we could see it and we had no place to go. So here's a place to go. Here's an action you can take. And it's not going to change every direction in that person's life permanently. It's a way to stop something happening in the immediate term while the situation is addressed, right?
But how do we keep from stigmatizing people who are dealing with mental illness when enacting these red flag laws, particularly considering mental health experts tell us that people with mental illness are more likely to be victims of crime rather than the perpetrators?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest challenges that we're facing in trying to enact this kind of legislation, is there's this tendency right now to blame the mentally ill for what's going on. And so fixing the mental health system, and then there have been efforts to put laws in place in Michigan and in other places to help people when someone is mentally ill from doing this kind of thing, but that's not the kind of situation that we're seeing. Those are not the people that are actually doing these shootings. They're people that are not in that circumstance. So changing those laws, not that we don't need to, we do need to continue to do better in helping our people with mental illness, but for this situation, this is not about that. This is about just people on the street, people that you would never, you know, normally you wouldn't know. You might notice, if you're a family member, that things are going awry. So to blame the mentally ill for this is just a distraction. It's not going to help us solve the problem at all.
And what do you say to those who feel that measures like this infringe on their Second Amendment rights?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a pretty big supporter of the Constitution, so there's that. But I also come from a hunting family, and this is not about hunting. This is not about the Second Amendment. This is about keeping people from doing things that are really dangerous for public safety, for the health of our families, for the health of our kids. We have to protect our children. This is not about needing to change the Constitution or not respecting the Constitution in any way at all.
People in Dayton shouted down their governor, Mike DeWine, this week as he tried to speak. They shouted, do something. And on Tuesday, he proposed a number of proposals, including a red flag law, also background checks for most firearm purchases and more access to mental health treatment. And then we saw Ohio's Republican Senator Rob Portman stepping forward saying he supports red flag laws. Why do you think these two GOP leaders moved toward these gun control measures?
Well, I hope it's because, you know, nearly 90% of the American population want these gun control measures, right? You would hope that they're listening to the people. And this stuff is just getting so awful that we have to take action. There is also, finally taking action stage, our president who spoke up and said, you know, I think we should have red flag laws. States should look at red flag laws. So even in those reaches, we're starting to see support for taking action and doing something legislatively.
On Tuesday, we spoke with State Rep. Hank Vopel, who's chair of the House Health Policy Committee, and he very much preferred to focus on beefing up mental health measures and funding. What are you hearing from your Republican colleagues? Are you getting a sense that any of the Republican majority in Michigan's legislature might be reaching that tipping point to consider more restrictions on guns?
I hope so. I mean, I have been trading calls with the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Shirky, and, to encourage him to get that hearing scheduled for us in the Senate. It's his committee. And, they, too, recognize there's a problem. These are good people underneath it all. It's just understanding what the underlying issue is and looking at the data and appreciating this is not about mental health. We do want to fix that problem also. However, this is different. And we have legislation in front of you. We also have other legislation that's coming soon, going to be introduced soon for safe storage laws as well as background checks. So all these different pieces put together start to build something that's really going to make a difference for us.
After yesterday's conversation with Representative Vopel, reports emerged that the shooter in Dayton voiced support on social media for what some would call radical left views, while the shooter in El Paso voiced support from what some would call radical right views. This issue has become highly politicized. How do we take the politics out of what is a senseless and heinous act and get down to true bipartisan policy changes?
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is we need to just stop talking about that. We need to just talk about what it takes to address the issue. Yes, we have a problem with racial violence and with those extreme viewpoints, but the more airtime we give them, the more they're copying each other. That's one of the things that the data show that causes more of these shootings is that exposure, and people want to copycat those crimes. And our focus needs to be on legislation like universal background checks and red flag laws that will actually specifically address the issue. But these gun control or these minor, they're really actually pretty simple pieces of legislation that are supported by the vast majority of Americans, including gun owners, are going to address the issue today.
Senator, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.